This is the Up North Lowdown from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Montura, in for Ed Ronco. Coming up, Michigan is still playing catch-up on its monthly jobs reports after the partial federal government shutdown last year delayed data collection. But the state just released the January numbers. We'll take a look in a few minutes. But first, big upgrades are underway at the plant that treats wastewater for Traverse City and six surrounding townships. The multi-million-dollar projects will extend the useful life of a plant that, if suddenly out of commission, would cause big problems for thousands of people and the local environment. IPR's Ed Ronco takes us there.
You've got to wind your way down a street wedged between railroad tracks and Boardman Lake in order to get to the Traverse City Regional Wastewater Treatment Plant. But it is back there, and it has been back there for a while.
This plant was built in 1932.
That's Mark Huggard. He is project manager for Jacobs, the company that manages the plant on a daily basis.
There were upgrades in the 50s, 70s, 80s, and pretty much every decade.
And this decade is no exception. A lot of this plant is fairly modern, but yes, they do still have things in service from the 1930s. We go over to a brick building with a metal staircase coming off the side. There's a door at the top.
So this is where all the wastewater is coming into the facility, from around the six surrounding townships and the city itself.
That's right. This is where all of our collective efforts ultimately arrive. Here, anything larger than a quarter inch is removed from the sludge.
It could be rags, straws.
So kid flushes a Lego.
Yeah, we found Nemo. We usually have them on downstairs.
You know, the Disney character? Yeah, a little figurine took what must have been a horrifying journey to ultimately end up here. And this is one of the few places on the property where I can detect a slight odor.
This is where you're going to really, it's going to hit you.
Okay. It becomes less slight.
All right, I'm ready.
When we go inside.
This is the manual channel, so if this unit was down for maintenance or was out of service for any reason, the flow goes through a manual screen here where we actually have to rake it by hand. All the material that gathers.
No one wants to do that. So they're building in some redundancies to prevent people from needing to, and I will repeat what Mark just said, rake it by hand should something go wrong.
Are you used to this, or does it hit you too?
I don't even smell it anymore.
I notice it, because I'm not in here that often.
Yeah.
It's not as bad as I expected it to be. I was sort of bracing myself, but it's, you know. I don't think I'd eat lunch in here, but, you know.
No. Right.
That other voice is Art Krieger, Director of Utilities for Traverse City. We have more of our conversation outside this smelly room, out in the fresh air, over by the plant's UV channel, which blasts the treated water with ultraviolet light before it is released back into the Boardman River.
Just in case anything harmful to the environment or humans could escape and get back into the river, so it's like a catch-all at the end.
Upgrades happening across the whole plant will exceed $35 million over the next few years. That's paying for a variety of things, like improvements to this UV system, moving the odor control system, building in redundancies to keep the plant operating smoothly, and replacements to the plant's bladder filtration system. Krieger says there are always questions when a big project comes along and it costs a lot of money, but not doing these upgrades might be even more expensive.
So we're certainly not out to waste any money, but we do want to be resilient. We want to have infrastructure that, you know, will work when it needs to.
And that involves this delicate dance we're in the middle of right now, letting something function long enough to get as much life as possible out of it, but making sure you are proactively replacing things before they break and cause big, messy, expensive problems. For IPR News, I'm Ed Ronco.
Michigan's January jobs report shows the state's unemployment rate remained flat at 5% heading into the new year. The report also shows the state's workforce decreased slightly from December to January. The federal government released the national report for March on Friday. It showed the nation added jobs last month and the unemployment rate ticked down. Michigan is still behind on its monthly jobs reports because the partial federal government shutdown last year delayed data collection. Equal pay advocates are looking to policy changes to address the state's gender pay gap. A recent state report found women who worked full-time in 2024 made only 79% of what men made, a number that gets worse when accounting for the overall workforce. In the Michigan Senate, a salary history ban is awaiting a floor vote. A similar bill in the state House of Representatives has been stalled in committee for around a year. Michigan takes on UConn in tonight's Men's College National Championship game. The Wolverines have steamrolled the opposition in this year's tournament, scoring 90 or more points each game. But UConn also has a winning pedigree. The Huskies men's team has earned two of the past three national championships and have never lost in a national championship game. Tonight's game is scheduled for a tip-off just before 9 o'clock. And that's the Up North Lowdown for Monday, April 6th. I'm Dan Wanshura. Thanks for tuning in.
Support for Interlochen Public Radio is provided by you and by Comfort Keepers. For over 20 years, Comfort Keepers have been providing in-home care services and keeping seniors living independently in the comfort of their own home. Learn more at comfortkeepers.com.